Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about responding to the invitation of Jesus to come, looking at various ways that God has called us to come to Him. And the attitude we have in that, the motivation we have in that, the benefit we have from that. And today we're going to focus in on coming to your senses. Probably not exactly the first place that comes to mind when someone says, come. But it's an important place to come. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34, says, come back to your senses as you ought, and stop sinning, for there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame. It's a powerful verse. It's important to remember and be reminded that Paul's writing to believers in Jesus. These letters that Paul wrote that have been preserved as God's word, letters which God says He breathed, His Spirit carried them to people like Paul so that they could be shared through the ages down to us. But particularly within that first century Christian culture, it was not popular, nor convenient, nor even safe to be identified with Jesus, with the church which would bear His name. And so these letters would be read to the believers who gathered together as they would gain instruction from the Apostle Paul, as they would gain instruction from Peter and John. They weren't letters that were readily available to the general public. And so when Paul writes and says it's time to come to your senses or return, he's talking about Christians who, in a loose sense of the meaning, have lost their mind. In fact, he goes on to say some are actually ignorant of God. And you'll see glimpses of individuals. Simon the sorcerer was one who wanted to have all of the benefit of God's Spirit without really being godly. And Paul writes to those who somehow think that being a believer ought to result in great gain. And Paul says, in truth of the matter, godliness with contentment is great gain. But not in the way that those he was writing to really wanted. You see, when we stray from our obedience to God's word, it's time for us to come to our senses. When we justify the sin in our life, it's time for us to come to our senses. When we make excuses rather than change, it's time for us to come to our senses. When we discount God's love, His grace, His mercy, it's time for us to come to our senses. When we discount God's righteousness and holiness, his authority as judge, it's time to come to our senses. We see a great example of this. The story we typically refer to is the story of the prodigal son. A son who was tired of living under the rule of his father. Nothing to indicate that the father was harsh or mean or unjust. In fact, you get clarity in the story that he was none of those things. It was simply a selfish, rebellious son that said, I know sometime, Dad, you're going to die and I'll inherit what you leave behind, the portion of it, and so let's just fast track this and give me my money now and we'll call it good. I don't know if it was designed to teach this son a lesson or what the motivation, reasoning the father had, but the father actually agreed. And the son went out and used that money to draw friends to himself. You know, that's what happened, because when the money ran out, the friends ran out. And he ends up taking a job feeding pigs, which for a young Jewish man would have been insult upon injury. And as he longs to eat the very food that he's giving to the pigs, the Bible says that he came to his senses. And he said to himself, you know what? Dad wasn't all that bad. In fact, Dad's hired hands, the people that just work for him, have it a lot better than I do. I know I'm not worthy to be a son anymore. I blew that. But maybe he'll hire me on as one of the hired hands, and I'll still enjoy his goodness. You probably know the story. He goes back. The father sees him from a long way off. He's been watching, hoping, praying for the day that his son will come home. And he greets him, and he hugs him, and he kisses him, and he welcomes him home as a son. The lost has returned. The dead has come back to life. You see, that's what it looks like to come to our senses. It's a realization that without God, we're dead. We're lost. When we come to our senses, we realize that His rule, His authority, His commands and instructions aren't that bad at all. In fact, they're better than any alternative that exists. When we come to our senses, we recognize the authority of the Father. And within that authority, we're able to see His goodness, His fairness, His love. And so as we hear the invitation of Jesus, come. Let all who are thirsty come. Let all who hear this invitation say to others, come. And when we come to our senses, we find God waiting, calling, embracing. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things we need to prompt our spirit to come to our senses whenever we've strayed. Whatever the motivation has been for our straying, for our disbelief, for our ignorance, we don't have to stay that way. You invite us to come to our senses, to see You for who You really are. And Father, that we would change. We would stop the actions that are not pleasing to you. We would stop the thoughts that go against your word. We would stop the disbelief and the doubt that keeps us from pursuing you as fully as we ought to. And Father, that we would know you as the one who is merciful. We would know you as the one who is righteous. We would discover that your mercy towards us has brought us to a righteousness that we can't accomplish on our own. And so we come to our senses and realize there's nothing better than you. There's no other option that comes close. And because we come to our senses, we quit seeking the other things. We see beyond the flashiness of this world, and we see the depravity that it really represents. We come to our senses and we climb out of that hole. We lift our hands that you pull us out of that hole that we've dug for ourselves. Father, we come to our senses and we acknowledge you as God. And Father, today as we come to our senses, may we lift up Jesus in all things. That as we lift up him, that many would be drawn to him. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.